Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5
QYK. 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. How far would you go to get free chicken for a year from Chick-fil-A? Hey, everybody, this is genius. Everybody's talking about what? Popeye's chicken sandwich.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, so in the headlines right now.
Yeah, sure. It's everywhere. I mean, they're running out. People are fighting each other. People are losing their lives for this chicken sandwich. I was on YouTube, I think, day before yesterday, and talk about going down the rabbit hole of watching people eat the chicken sandwich and talking about it. And three reviews in, I'm like, this is my life. 2019 strikes again. I'm watching people review chicken sandwiches, but I was doing it.
I'm just amazed that you had time with five kids to sit down and go into a rabbit hole on YouTube of chicken sandwiches. It's impressive.
What I didn't tell you was it was 2 o'clock in the morning and I was under the covers of my bed. I call that my bomb shelter.
That's my bomb shelter.
Yeah. When the house is finally quiet, I slowly put the blankets over my head and I breathe real slow because you only have so much oxygen underneath the covers.
Yeah.
And I go, it's my bomb shelter. And that's where I turn my phone on and go through the internet.
I bet other people can relate. I bet their parent, quote unquote, bomb shelters are the bathroom and the car.
Yeah. Safe space. Like every parent has their safe space.
Yes.
So I want to play real quick this audio of this kid. He's standing outside trying to win free Chick-fil-A for a year, and he is amped up about it.
Well, I'm here in the freezing cold getting free chicken sandwiches because the food tastes great. I mean, it's chicken. It's fried chicken. I like fried chicken.
I believe Miley Cyrus is being played in the background.
Yeah. There's a party in the USA.
I believe it is. It's a party at the Chick-fil-A.
I'm here in the freezing cold getting free chicken sandwiches.
Yes, sir.
Because the food tastes great.
Yeah.
It's chicken. It's fried chicken. I like fried chicken.
No update I could tell. There's no update if he did win it. I hope he did. He's there. He's fighting through it. And, you know, to stand out, a lot of these restaurants will do these gimmicks. You know, where you stand out all night, and you're one of the first 100, 200, whatever, you win for a year, you get a certificate.
Brian and his buddies did it, St. Pete Beach.
Your husband did it years ago, yeah, and you said that, and then they just hand him the certificates, right?
Yeah, they handed him the little cards, but they were predated.
So you could only use one
yeah,
a week.
So you couldn't double up on 1 week or skip a week and then use it another week. They were dated once a week for 1 year.
I got a feeling that kid's not going to be happy with that. You're going to have to do something else for him.
Yeah.
He's not going to accept that. I mean, he just doesn't sound like a kid that's going to accept that.
Chick-fil-A needs to give him whatever he wants and then use that for their marketing. They need to redo their commercials,
right.
Get rid of the cows
this
for a little bit.
This isn't the guy you want to mess with. He's a nice kid, but I feel like he could turn on you.
I mean, it's chicken. It's fried chicken.
Yes, and you love it.
I like fried chicken.
There you go. Don't mess with that kid right there.
Deep Fried Nashville, 99.5 QYK.
2019 strikes again. So Carrie Underwood was up for Entertainer of the Year, and she's fantastic. God, she's been hosting the show. I think this was her 11th or 12th time, you know, basically hosting the show, the CMAs. And Garth Brooks winds up winning Entertainer of the Year, not Carrie Underwood. Well, her fans were just convinced that this was the year of Carrie and she would win it. Well, when she didn't, her fans took to social media saying things like Garth Brooks winning was a disgrace. Another quote was major garbage. And someone else said huge disrespect. And some other fans even suggesting she should snub them by refusing to host the show ever again and never appearing or performing on the show again.
Okay, but just because you know that I was rooting for her. Obviously, we all had our guesses in as to who was going to win. But that doesn't mean that she should snub the show just because she didn't win. That's not how it works.
Yeah.
You think that's a good idea?
No, and I think the fans, this is a poor representation of a lot of Carrie Underwood's fans who I don't think are like this or would ever think that.
Oh, 100%. I don't think Carrie herself would want them doing that. That sounds like a bunch of trolls.
Yeah, it is. And I just think here's the problem when you start, you know, like when they took Brad off as hosting.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea was, okay, we're going to take Brad Paisley off because we want to show that women are a dominant force in country music.
Yes.
The problem with doing that is that there's a lot of people who now are going to say, oh, well, then the women are just going to win everything. And then when they don't, they get all butt hurt.
Right.
That's the problem.
Not what I feel like women are even fighting for. You know what I mean? Like, that's not what Carrie would even want. She would just want it to be fair.
But Right. But the problem is that you have some people that when they say we're taking Brad off to make this all about women, in their minds they went, well, then Carrie Underwood's obviously going to win it.
Right. It's, absolutely.
And that's wrong. That's, you know, this is still voted on and everything like that. And although I don't agree with Garth Brooks winning it, I also don't agree with saying that if your person doesn't get their way, then...
Then you blacklist the CMAs.
Yeah, all of a sudden...
Like, you know.
Yeah, I don't... You know, I just thought Eric Church should have won it. You know,
I agree.
He's not a woman, but I thought he was better than Garth as far as the entertainment goes. For last year, at least. He was great. So...
I bet he's thinking the same thing.
Who, Eric?
Yeah, he's like, look at all this drama. Look at all this drama with Garth Brooks and Carrie Underwood. He's like, you know, I should have won it.
I don't, Eric, I don't know. Of all those people, I think Eric's one of those guys that's like, I'd love to win it, but if not, man, whatever. He's kind of like,
oh, it's great just to be nominated.
Hey, I don't even know. I think he just found a little bar in Nashville afterwards and was like, let's party. Yeah. This is Eric Church, man. Yeah, so a lot of her fans going, I shouldn't say, see, that's the problem. A lot of these media reports are saying a lot of Carrie Underwood's fans, and it's not true. It's just a small little group of angry people.
Yeah.
Carrie's fantastic, and I don't even think Carrie would want it to just be given to her. You know what I mean? I don't think it'd be like, oh, because I'm here and I'm a woman, it's mine. I don't think she thinks like that.
No,
she's competitive.
Not. Yeah.
So that's what's going on in the world of social media with Carrie Underwood and Garth Brooks. But it will be interesting to see how they approach it next year. Will they bring Brad back? Will they have another male? Or will they stick with all the females?
We shall see.
Because it was the show was great. I mean, they did a great job. The opening, it was very funny. I mean, Reba was fantastic. I almost feel like you have to bring Reba back.
Reba was great.
Right. Because she's more than just music. She's actually funny. I mean, she's the colonel, for God's sake. Yeah. KFC.
I mean, she is.
She's everything. So we'll see what happens next year with that. Yeah, Melanie's like, oh, man, I want to get a crock pot, and I can just leave in the morning and cook something, and it'll be home, and I get there. I'm like, that's great. I love crock pots. I, for a minute, was like, I probably had 3 or 4 crock pots. I probably drove my wife crazy. I loved crock pots. 99.5 QIK, it's Mark and Melanie.
3 or 4 at the same time?
Yeah.
Those things basically never die. Why would you need more than one?
No, because I was making so much stuff.
Oh,
I said, okay. I had them going at the same time on the counter.
Good Lord.
Yeah, man, it was great. And so Melanie's like, well, I'm going to get one. I'm like, good, get one. You'll love it. Especially this time of year. This is the crock pot time of year.
It's soup season, let's be honest.
Yeah, soups, chowders. You know, you can do...
chili.
Melissa does meatballs in them. The kids love them.
There you go.
Yeah, and so Melanie goes, well, I'm going to actually get an Instant Pot. And I'm like, okay. First off, that's not the real, that's the participation trophy of crock pots, the Instant Pot.
See, I didn't see it that way.
You're cheating. Because
it's not cheating.
Yeah, because it's a crock pot.
Efficiency.
But all of your crock pot stuff is done in 25 minutes.
Because it's like a pressure cooker.
Right. The pressure goes up. Some of them have exploded, I think. I think some of them have taken out neighborhoods.
I will say, the first time I took that lid off, I was slightly terrified.
Yeah, I think there were some neighborhoods when they first came out that were totally demolished. Neighborhoods. Now, these things are dangerous. They're bombs. And what happened was is that you go to get one, and I said you're cheating because part of the crock pot process is the flavor getting in there, and it's getting excited about it.
The time and the whole thing.
It's no fun to cook something in 30 minutes when it could take 8 hours. It's just not. And you go against my recommendation.
Yes.
Okay.
Which is often what I do. So I always ask for Mark's advice,
that's
right?
True.
And then he gives it to me, and then I usually just do the opposite of that. So I went to Target right after our conversation because I saw all these messages on our Facebook page. I put it out there, crock pot versus Instant Pot. And there were a couple that didn't recommend it. They agreed with Mark, but those were just a few. Majority of people were like, yes, you will love it. Go get it. So, of course, I listened to social media, and I went and got it.
Right.
And now, three days later.
Yeah, 3 days later. So where's the Instant Pot right now?
It has been thoroughly cleaned, and it is repackaged, and it is in the back of my car.
Right, and about
going back to Target.
In 4 hours, it's going to be back on the shelf.
Well, I'm going to let them know I used it, and it's a piece of crap.
Oh, I wouldn't do it.
Why?
I wouldn't tell them you used it. They might say, you're not getting your money back, store credit only.
No way.
Yep. You put food in there? I just wouldn't do it.
Yeah, but this is somebody else is going to open this up on Christmas or something. We're real close to the holidays. Someone's going to open up my Instant Pot and
then see. What'd you cook in it?
Well, I tried a couple different things, all of which failed.
Well, it's well seasoned.
I tried tortilla soup. Tried that.
Mmm.
It didn't work. Burnt the crap. How do you even burn soup? I didn't even know it was possible.
Because that thing is a jet engine. It is.
It was like a spaceship. When you close the lid, it's like beep, boop, beep,
boop,
beep.
It's not for cooking. Those things are not good. So, all right, so let me ask you now. Are you going to go crock pot?
Yeah, I'm going to just get a regular crock pot.
See, you just should have.
I should have never questioned the crock pot master.
So you're
going to know.
You're going to do an exchange? You're going to exchange it for a crock pot?
Well, I'm going to try to get my money back because a crock pot is much cheaper than this instant
pot. Well, I'm saying get the crock pot and then get the difference in cash. Yeah, do that while you're there.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, I would just do that. And I think you're really going to like the crock pot. You're going to like the process. You're going to get home. It's going to smell good. Oh, my gosh. And that food was just, oh my gosh, it was marinating. Oh,
delicious.
Great.
Yeah, I just think I fell for the hype. Everybody was, you know, instant pot.
Everybody does. They fell for
all the Pinterest recipes you see for them.
They fall for easy because it's easy and quick and easy, quick and easy.
Yeah, everybody, see, even you saying that sounds so yes.
I know. Like, everyone's enjoyable. Quick and easy, quick and easy, quick and easy. And the quick and easy
sign
stuff
me up.
Doesn't work out. I mean, at the end of the day, it's usually not very quality.
Yeah. Every time it came to pressure because you have to tighten the lid and set it and all that stuff. 5 minutes after it was pressure cooking, it would say food, burn, and start beeping. And it happened both times. I had plenty of liquid. Save the text. Everyone's going to be like, you should have put more liquid in it.
This doesn't even sound fun.
It's tons of liquid. It was soup.
It just sounds terrible. The thing about the crock pot is it's so, there's a lot of nostalgia with it, you know? And then there's that kind of that old fashioned, just like, it's doing its thing. It's coagulating. It's all coming
to coagulating.
Coagulating. Yeah, it's a coagulation
just
pot.
Just that word alone makes me not want one.
No, you want one. Trust me.
I know that I want my food coagulated.
Yes, you do. Especially when you talk about a stew or a soup or something like that.
I just want my beans to cook, okay?
Welcome to 2019, everybody. To Instant Pot or Crock Pot. It's a massive decision here in 2019. 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. I warned Melanie. She said she wanted to do a crock pot thing, and I think it's great. This is crock pot weather. Man, stews, soups, getting into the holidays. So much you can do. You can even do great desserts, by the way, in a crock pot.
I saw that. Yeah.
My wife's done that before, too. It's really, really good. You like strudels. You know what else we do too sometimes? Oh, this is Christmas morning. You do an egg bake overnight. It's like a big omelet with all this stuff in it.
Mm-hmm.
And it crock pots overnight.
It's almost like a quiche.
Yeah. And you wake up in the morning and you got this steaming breakfast. Oh.
Okay, this sounds ideal. And this is the life that I wanted, okay?
I wanted to
be able to just come home, stroll on in. The house smells amazing. And my stew is fully cooked. The beans are cooked and not crunchy.
That, but you didn't want to do the work to get that. It's like the person that wants the perfect body, but you don't want to go to the gym.
Yeah, that sounds ideal.
That's right. It's not reality. It doesn't work. So what happened is Melanie's like, this is what I want. This is what I want. I was like, well, this is how you get it. Go get a crock pot and you'll love it. These things cook for hours and hours. Oh, my gosh. The way it all comes together is great. She goes, I think I'm going to go Instant Pot. I'm like, all right. That's the 2019 version of participation trophy into the world of cooking.
I don't think so. I just think it's efficient. From all these posts I see on Pinterest, it looked easy. It was a little intimidating because it's kind of like a spaceship. But it looked easy enough to be able to learn. And the recipes were quicker than that of a crock pot.
Quicker,
but you get the same results.
Quicker and easier.
Wasn't the reality. You're right.
She gets the crock pot. It's now back in her car. And when you drop it off back at Target and say, I don't want this anymore. And they say, why? Because they always ask why.
Yeah, something wrong with it.
You should say,
I'm going to.
It's promised to be quick and easy, but it wasn't. I want you to say, it promised me. What do I want you to say? I got to think about this. They're going to say, what's wrong with it? And you're going to say, I've realized that
Mark was right. That's what you're getting at. I know what you're saying,
I want you to say that at the end.
Nope, not saying it.
I want you to say, I tried the 2019 easy version, and I just want to go old school. And see what the person says. I just want to go old school.
They'll be like, okay, great.
Yeah.
They don't care. There's 20 people in line behind me. They're going to take that thing back. Although I really can't get the packaging quite right, so you can tell that it's been opened and used. So that's why I feel like I'm just going to embrace that.
Tell them it's well-seasoned. Like it's a well-seasoned. Yeah.
For 3 days. It's been trying to cook beans.
You know, like a cast iron, it's so much better. The more you cook on it, it gets better. The first few meals on a cast iron, it's terrible. It's like you're eating a barbed wire fence. But then as you cook in it, it's great. Yeah, it's really good. All right, we got text coming in about the Instant Pot versus Melanie's crock pot.
Yeah, and Vicky said that when I go and talk to the person at Target that I should tell them when they say, well, what's wrong with it? I should say, you try to cook in it. I said, well, Target will be full of smoke in 2 seconds. And they'll be like, okay, yeah, we'll take it back.
How much did this cost, by the way?
It was on sale. So usually it is $100,
right?
And I got it on sale for $65.
Yeah, what does that say?
That I got a deal.
I bet you're the third person that's bought this thing. And they were like, I was mark it down. This isn't working.
The one where it attaches to an app. The Instant Pot next to it that attaches
to an app.
It attaches to an app so you can control the functionality when you're not at home.
Right.
And that one was drastically reduced. And so I pulled up Amazon and started looking at reviews. And people, I mean, there was a reason that one was priced so low.
Yeah, because it attaches to an app.
It didn't work. The app didn't work. That's what everyone said.
2019, y'all, where our crock pots are attached to an app.
Doesn't that sound so nice, though? I could be at work right now. I wouldn't even have to tell Brian to set it. And then I could just go on the app and then make sure that the crock pot's going. The Instant Pot.
Lori texted in, Instant Pot is glorified pressure cooker. When you take it back, just tell them it was too complicated. Grab your money and run. Somebody wants you to buy the Ninja Food instead. It's so much better than the Instapot.
Oh, I did see a commercial for that yesterday. It looked amazing. It was like an air fryer, too.
Ashley in Tampa texts in, hey, Melanie, there's different pressure settings. Let me break it down for you. Low, normal, and high. And that might be why you burned it.
Oh, thank you, Ashley.
That was a burn, I think.
That was a burn, and I know how to read instructions, low, and I set it to low.
And high.
I set it to low. It was on normal, and it started burning, so then I moved it down to low, and that thing would never cool down.
I don't want to throw you for a loop, but some crock pots have a thing called warm on it that may really confuse you. Really confuse you.
Thanks for that.
You may not be ready for the kitchen, the more I think about this.
Are you kidding me?
Experiment just eating out of more restaurants. See how that goes. I think you'll be better at that.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I hate that anybody even has to watch this.
Well, they stayed up for the entire Browns-Steelers football game last night. I'm talking about the last 10 seconds.
I did.
Yeah, I didn't either, but my goodness, that was when the moment happened. 99.5 QIK, it's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's funny because we got a couple texts this morning. Somebody texted in and they said, Mark, I'm disappointed you're not talking about the game last night and the fiasco at the end. And I get it. Trust me, this is what the entire country's talking about this morning. It's kicking off every news show. I got a text from Kevin this morning at, what time did you tell me? It's 4:30, I think, in the morning. And Kevin went, oh, my gosh, Myles Garrett, can you believe it? And what happened was a player for the Browns took off the quarterback's helmet from the Steelers and smashed him in the head with it. So he took off the player's helmet and hit him with his own helmet in the head. All right? And I thought to myself, wow.
So he took off. I just want to make sure I'm clear on this.
Yeah.
So the player.
It'd be like if I took off your helmet and I hit you in the head with your own helmet.
Yes.
That's what happened.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And so I thought to myself, okay, I try not to be a hot taker. You know what that is, right?
No. Like,
a hot taker is somebody who sees one thing and immediately has a reaction and jumps to it.
Yeah.
Most people are hot takers. And I get it because it's just human nature. I've been like working hard in my life, actually, to be honest, the last couple of years, to not be a hot taker. Because I don't know that situations are what they seem in that second. I always think there's more to it.
Yeah, you got to reflect for a moment.
Yeah, so I was like, let me do some more investigation on this Myles Garrett guy and what he did. And just to see what else is there. It was a terrible act. There's no doubt about it.
Mm-hmm.
But what else is happening? So I go back and look. Myles Garrett, this is just this year. Week one, punched Titans tight end Delanie Walker after the whistle. Week two, ended the Jets quarterback Trevor Siemian's season on a late hit. And then last night, took off Mason Rudolph's helmet and beat him on the head with it. All right, I think I might have enough information on this guy.
So here's the track record.
Yeah, here's how the play unfolded last night on Fox.
There's a flag as Mason Rudolph got into it.
Get out of there.
Believe Myles Garrett. Was he swinging a helmet?
Yeah, yep. There'll be some ejections.
Well, yep. He tackled Rudolph. Rudolph didn't like the way that he was tackled.
Oh, man. Rips the helmet off Rudolph's head and then eventually swings it and hits him in the head.
Yikes.
And then Ogunjobi comes up and hits Rudolph from behind.
Beyond words, Joe.
Gosh, that's one of the worst things I've ever seen on a professional sports field.
I hate that anybody even has to watch this.
And watching it, we are, over and over. Yeah. One of the videos on Twitter has over 6 million views already. This hasn't even happened. I mean, this is, I don't know, 10 hours old.
Yeah, this game ended after 11 last night.
Yeah, it's crazy. It sounded like, you know, when Joe Buck and Troy Aikman, who were calling the game last night, it sounded, do you remember the old school WWF when it was back then? When they did like those battle, those royal rumbles, it sounded like, whoa, ooh, ah, oh, get out of there. It sounded like that. That did not sound like football play by play.
No, and it really did sound like they were in complete shock.
Disarray. Yeah, they weren't ready. They're not trained to call that. I mean, that's not what they do. Melanie, you saw it this morning. I saw your reaction when you saw it on TV. This is the first time you had seen it.
Well, I rewatched it. Yeah, I missed a little part of it, so I didn't understand whose helmet it was. And now, wow. I mean, so does this guy get to keep his job? How?
There was only 10 seconds left in the game. I think he was ejected, but it didn't matter. There was 10 seconds left. So now the big debate is what should happen to this guy. Listen, I have two kids that play football, and it's moments like this when I go, is this sport worth it anymore? Is it worth it? I love the game of football. I actually think the game of football can teach you a lot about life. But I think the track record of this guy, I would make the ultimate stance moving forward, because you have kids that are playing this game and parents taking the kids, investing time in this game.
You've got other players, too, who are
not
wanting to get hit in the head with a helmet.
I would suspend him for life, going over the information.
Whoa.
For life, and I would fire the head coach of the Browns, who's a clown. And I think in all other aspects of business, the leader is always held responsible, and I think that's right. I do. He's the leader of the team, and sorry, I think he's gone.
For life.
Both of them gone.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you think that realistically that'll ever happen, that the NFL would ever do that?
Nope.
I don't either.
It's just there. He's going to get a slap on the wrist?
No, and then he's back in the game. He's going to not play. I don't know.
He should not play for the rest of this season.
I don't know.
Period.
I don't know they'll be that hardcore. They should be. I know they would.
I mean, it's a 6-game suspension if they do it, and they should. And it should extend into next year. I'm telling you,
there's kids that watch this, and high school kids, and they're going, yeah, that's right. You know, you mess with me, I'm going to take off your helmet. And I could see the next hashtag on TikTok when high school season football starts up again. I could just see it. He got Rudolphed. Hashtag Rudolph. I'm telling you. It's right there. It's like it's hashtag Rudolph. It'll happen. They're going to take off quarterbacks. I'm going to hit him in the head.
Because I don't know how all of this works, can the guy that got hit in the helmet?
I mean, I know you don't know how, but you can see how that works,
right?
But, that's
I get that, but I'm saying, can the guy press charges against this football player, or it doesn't matter because they were on the field and stuff happens?
I know there's probably people that are shaking their head and laughing, going, are you serious? There were football insiders last night. I mean, really respected football insiders that tweeted assault. Another one tweeted they should call the police. So you're not far off.
Wow, look at that. I do know something.
Yeah. Well, no. I think actually people like you bring the best perspective, because the rest of us that love football, we're so up close.
Yeah.
We miss, you know, I never would have thought that watching that. But I think reasonable people who just look at that and go, call the police, it's assault.
Mm-hmm.
If I did that or someone did that to me, somebody would be in jail.
Yep.
Yeah,
I
mean, and at the end of the day, it's a place of work, too. I mean, these guys are going out there doing their job.
Yep.
And you don't want to have to worry about getting assaulted.
Yeah, I mean,
obviously during gameplay, it's a little different, but...
Yeah, between the whistles, it is different.
Yeah.
But that is workplace violence, right?
I mean, I would say so.
Isn't it?
It is.
He is
unreal. By definition, it is. No question.
What do you think, Kevin?
He's definitely suspended for the rest of the year. Although I agree with you. I think I want him to be suspended for life, but it's not going to happen. So I say he needs to be at least suspended for this season, and I hope for part of next season.
What about the coach?
He's going to keep his job. I don't have a problem with him keeping his job, because he's not, I mean, yes, he is in charge, but he's not in charge of the players' actions. So listen, they're not a great team. He may get fired anyway.
Yeah, this guy, though, I just read you, this is his third big thing.
I think
the coach has to take responsibility for that. He's a hot mess, man. Miles Garrett.
I don't disagree.
Yeah. I think at some point you just look at the leadership and go, hey, you're the leader. You got to go. The results are this. They're not even a good team.
I mean, they're under 500. Yeah.
Leadership needs to be held more responsible.
It's never good when you're in the headlines not about how good your team is doing. Instead, it's this kind of stuff. Not good.
No, not good at all. Well, I really think that a lot of people texting in, and I know because a lot of your kids play football like my kids do, and It's an important, it really is an important conversation to have. I worry about kids seeing this and going, oh, I'll do this next year and we'll create a hashtag and we'll do it. Because that's happening, man. It's really, it, you got to think about it.
It's Mark and Melanie's name game on 99.5 QIK.
Let's do it. Front row.
Yes.
Sunday night, the sold out QIK guitar pool. And ladies and gentlemen, these are the front row seats. Been waiting all week for this. Rael and Julie, our contestants this morning. Rael, you were the ninth caller, so you're going to kick things off. We're going to give you a category. You have 5 seconds to name one thing in that category. After you do, Julie, you'll have 5 seconds to respond with one thing, and then you guys will just go back and forth till the first person runs out of names. Remember, no repeats. Don't repeat anything that was said. Let's put 5 seconds on the clock.
Okay, here we go.
We talked a lot this morning about Melanie's crock pot versus instant pot saga.
Instant pot fail.
I was correct. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about it.
All right, we know you were right.
Just forget I said it, except remember it. All right, 5 seconds is on the clock. Rael, the category is name things in a kitchen. Go.
Microwave. Crock pot. Stove. Refrigerator. Mixer. Bread. Plate. Blender. Silverware. Dishes.
Five seconds has expired. Julie, you are Julie. Front row, Julie.
Woo-hoo!
For the QIK sold out guitar pool.
Yes.
Rael.
Thank you so much. Yes.
Congratulations for getting in. That was tough in itself, but it's not over for you, Rael. It's not over for you. It's not over for everybody else because the Twisted Tea tailgate party is happening. It'll kick off a couple hours before doors open, and we've got more front row tickets for the Twisted Tea tailgate.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
Man, I never thought I'd see the day. Never thought I'd see the day, but it's arrived. 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. Yep, it's another 2019 strikes again. 64% of Americans will be fine with no turkey on Thanksgiving. No turkey whatsoever. 64%.
I'm fine with that.
Well, you are. You don't eat turkey.
Yeah, I know. But even outside, honestly.
But wouldn't you be disappointed if everybody stopped eating? Because it don't you like the smell or just the, no, nothing?
Okay. I would be more disappointed if suddenly green bean casserole wasn't around. Yeah. Pumpkin pie. Those are staples. I know that turkey
so
is as well.
Turkey.
But
it's the main thing.
Yeah,
I know,
but does
it's
anyone what, really care? I feel like that's yes. the smallest amount of things on your plate.
Turkey?
Yes, you've got like a slice of turkey on there. Maybe ham.
I think you think that because what people do is they put the turkey on and then they pile everything else on top of it.
Yeah.
So you don't see as much of it, but it's there. It's the base. It's the foundation of the Thanksgiving pyramid.
The base of my plate is different. It is
I get
stuffing.
It. You're vegan. I mean, it should be. I get
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but that was only, it's only been a year. I mean, the rest of my 30 years on this planet,
I
still didn't put that much turkey on my plate.
Do you crave a bite of turkey though on Thanksgiving Day? Just no, not at all?
Mm-mm.
Not, what about the smell of the turkey? I do think it's a great smell. Like, universally, I think everybody loves that smell. Turkey in the oven.
Yeah, I just think home cooking in general, when you walk into someone's house, it's a good smell.
Yeah, the mashed potatoes with the gravy and, oh, man, that green bean casserole with those little fried onions on top. Oh,
you're speaking my language.
I don't know what language that is, but it's...
It's green bean casserole language.
Green bean casserolese is what we're talking about.
Yes.
Yeah, so this is the survey. It's 64% of us, 26% of people said that they'd like to see an alternate food option on the table this year, something they've never experienced before. I don't know if that means just something new or something in place of turkey, like a vegan turkey. I guess they have vegan turkey.
Yeah, like a tofurkey.
Tofu.
Situation. Oh, I wouldn't even do that.
Never good. Yeah, and they say that they expect, the experts believe that this number will continue to rise. And at some point, 75% of Americans will care less about turkey on Thanksgiving Day.
What if you had chicken on Thanksgiving? What if that was the new thing?
I don't know that people would know the difference. I mean...
Would you?
Well, I would, but I think if it's like... I don't know that people would say, oh, I can't have a chicken on Thanksgiving. It's got to be a turkey. I don't know. But you know what's weird? It's Christmas. I feel like no one's married to a certain... food.
Ham. Yep. Honey-baked ham
That's
is more so
have.
Christmas.
Ham.
Yeah. We have honey-baked ham for Christmas. Yep.
I know people that do a turkey both Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Yeah.
Oof, that's a lot of work.
Yeah. It's big, I mean, it's, yeah, you get this big turkey. So you get above like 18, 20 pounds of the turkey. Oh, my God. That's a three-day affair, man. That's, you know, thawing out, brining, cooking. It is crazy. Texas, would you ever give up turkey on Thanksgiving? And I guess I'm more interested in what would you replace it with? What would be the replacement? I feel like ham on Thanksgiving is weird. I don't know why. I just can't. It's weird to me. Ham is Easter for me. Easter ham.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah,
too.
That's just, I don't know. And it's all how you grew up. You know, it's not like one way's right or the other way's wrong. It's just, I don't know what I would replace.
I'm not that surprised. I'm telling you. Yes, people have turkey, but the majority of their plate is consumed by other side dishes and not turkey.
You know, as you talk, I guess I would really miss all the sides, the casseroles, the corn. I would miss all that. Like if someone said all the sides are gone, but you still have turkey, I think I'd say, no, get rid of the turkey. I want.
Totally.
Yes. Yeah, but
a sudden death situation and one's got to go. Oh, obviously,
I love this.
I'm keeping the sides.
I love this football talk. This is great. We're in a sudden death scenario. Yeah.
There it is.
Oh, this is even better.
I like it.
Great. You really, I'll tell you, getting married has done a lot of things for you. You have really upped your game, and I got to tell you, no one's turned it around like you. Excellent job. Becoming the MVP of the hot. Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Gosh, that is awesome. Very proud of you. Who needs turkey when you got ESPN sound effects? 64% of Americans said they're all cool. They don't need turkey on Thanksgiving. 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. When I first read this, I said, that's crazy. And then the more I thought about it, I think I like the sides better than turkey.
Absolutely.
I think 100% like them. Rosie called. What do you got, Rosie?
Good morning. About not having turkey for Thanksgiving, my family don't want it this year. They want to go Italian. They want to do lasagna, chicken parmesan, and salad.
That sounds like a meeting like the mob is getting together before they plan some big thing. That's what they're eating.
It's a requirement. Everyone has to wear their Adidas tracksuits in order to attend.
Careful, yeah. It sounds like to me that's like an episode of The Sopranos.
Yes.
Like if you want to do a Soprano-style Thanksgiving, and then that big bottle of red wine sitting in the middle of the table. Oh, that'd be interesting. Do themed Thanksgivings. Like one day you could do like a Cinco de Mayo Thanksgiving, then do an Italian Sopranos Thanksgiving.
Ooh, tacos. Oh, I don't know though. Don't you feel like you're missing out? You gotta have the traditional sides.
Well, yeah, I'm saying, but just add a little lasagna. Yeah, sure. Add a lasagna. Like, you know, put a little lasagna on top of your mashed potato.
I will never say not to add more carbs.
Never thought I'd see the day. I don't think anybody thought they'd see the day. Budweiser has been dethroned in alcohol sales by, take a guess, Kevin, what's your guess?
It's got to be one of these hard seltzer deals because I see them everywhere.
And that is correct.
Ding, ding, ding,
specifically.
Hey!
See, even if I knew that, I wouldn't have said it. I just would have said, of course.
I know, but they're everywhere. It's like Truly, and what's the other one? White Claw.
That's the one that's done it. White Claw's taken over Budweiser sales. Let me tell you.
Because there's no law when you're drinking Claw.
Is that the saying?
Yeah. You're a basic... You're a basic chick, it is.
Oh, boy.
Or a basic guy. I see more guys drinking White Claws. Don't get me wrong, I'm not friends with them anymore, but I see them drinking them all the time.
They're delicious.
No.
So why? You
First off,
don't
they're
like
loaded with
cocktails?
They're loaded with chemicals. How can something be...
Everything is... everything, right?
No. All American beer is beautiful barley and amazing hops.
Okay, well, if I have death by White Claw, I mean...
Really, you want that on your...
I think I deserved it.
Yeah, I agree, but why would you want to go that way? By the way, White Claw sounds like something that is eventually going to kill you anyway. They're not even hiding in the marketing.
She had the claw.
Yeah, nothing about White Claw sounds like you're going to be around for a while. You know what I mean?
Oh, but it's such a good time.
It's an experience.
It's such a good time. They're so good. I absolutely love them. I was looking for a new drink, and they came out the perfect time.
We did notice over the summer, we had a lot of great tailgate parties. And I got to tell you, White Claw, the more tailgates we'd go to as the shows went on, I couldn't believe it. And then the guys started drinking. And then, like, real men start. Like, some of those guys started drinking them. Like, you know, when, like, some guys that they're, like, Jello shooter guys. And you're like, okay, well, you're going to turn. White Claw knew they had you. But, man, some of those hardcore guys.
Are we pretending like you don't do Jello shots? Is that what we're going with?
Well, here's the thing.
Oh, okay.
Hold on.
So when you do them, there's nothing wrong with it.
I do them to show respect to the person that made them.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, they're so hard to make. but I don't, I wouldn't, no, I did try a White Claw once. My wife had it. She said, what do you think? And I drank it. I went, ugh. It sounds like someone got the chemicals messed up in the slurp machine at 7-Eleven.
Would you try the Natty Light hard seltzer?
No,
Natty,
but I love it.
Natty Light has a new one.
No way.
But it is delicious. Yes. I thought that the Natty Light thing, I was like, ew, gross. Natty Light in general, but then you're going to seltzer it and flavor it.
Apology,
I thought it was nasty.
Apology accepted. Natural Light is awesome. And it was the nutrition of my college. Well, I went to college for a year, but it was the nutritional foundation.
Hey, they and have also those deals, like Natterdays on Saturday.
I know,
and so I tried it, and it's good.
Every day's a Natterday. I'm also into a Busher. I'll have a Busher Light too.
Ugh.
What? What?
I just know.
I just know.
Mm-mm.
Budweiser has been overtaken in sales due to White Claw. It's a fact. It has happened.
Officially, and as of July, is now outselling Budweiser.
And for a while, here's why this is crazy. For a while, they couldn't even keep up with demand. They had to stop sending White Claw out. They didn't have enough. So they had to wait till the shipments, picked back up and they had enough. And then they started sending it back out. It's out now. And they are just destroying Budweiser. But that's why you see all these other companies jumping into the seltzer craze right now.
Yeah.
It's not healthier, by the way.
It.
But what do they say? Is it zero carbs or zero calories?
I believe it's zero calories.
Okay, that's impossible. How could you drink air? It's impossible. That's why it's not good for you.
I don't know, but sign me up.
It sounds like we already did. It sounds like you're on the email list. Don't worry. You have been signed up.
99.5 QIK, Mark and Melanie's Nutbags, north of Florida. Because there are also crazy people in the 49 other states.
Like Arkansas, or Arkansas, as I used to say as a kid. That's how it looks.
Arkansas.
Yeah, well, there's a police officer there in Conway County. He's been suspended. He was dancing naked at a nightclub. And the police chief said, it's just going to be hard for us to have credibility while you dance naked at the nightclub. Officer Sebron Hackett was suspended without pay just 30 days, and he has to complete training. He was off duty. However, he had some cocktails. The name of the nightclub was the Discovery Nightclub. And he said, your actions have brought discredit and embarrassment to the police department.
Uh-oh.
And could have resulted in your arrest for public intoxication. The officer declined to comment, but he has accepted his suspension of 30 days without pay.
Are we going to talk about who reported him? I'm just wondering, is another officer there with him at Discovery watching this all go down?
Great question.
Usually you would stop your friend before they got butt naked and started dancing.
Right. And then in that setting where you commonly, at least I've heard, that there are people who wear police officer outfits as part of the act. I've heard that before.
Yes, you have the right to remain silent. And then it's like,
sure.
Boom, chicka, boom, chicka, boom, chicka, boom.
Yeah, I believe it goes down just like that, as a matter of fact, from what I understand.
Very Magic Mike-esque.
Also, Nutbags north of Florida, just barely, but still north of Florida in Georgia, a police chief's wife has been arrested in a drug bust.
Oh, my God.
Apparently, the chief had no idea, but was aware that there was a big raid going on. He just wasn't aware it was going to involve his wife and her heroin ring.
No!
Which she had been involved with for months. Apparently, the other investigating officers never put two and two together, and they had no idea that this woman was Chief Spiller's wife. She was arrested. He was promoted to chief back in 2012, and by all accounts, he has done a fantastic job. His wife, Samantha, has not done such a fantastic job, and she remains in jail. Okay, a lot of law enforcement stories this morning on Nutbags
North.
Wasn't
expecting that?
No, it's very surprising. Well, we wish everybody the best. Those are Nutbags north of Florida, because everything's normal down here,
yes.
No matter what they say. Dustin
Our officers
Lynch.
Keep their clothes on.
They really do. 99.5 QIK. So Jimmy Fallon has Kristen Bell on. This is great. 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. Melanie's been sitting here just smiling about this. Just smiling.
Well, you know how I feel about Disney?
Sure.
Obsessed.
My kids begged me last night for Disney Plus, by the way. Begged me.
My sister gave me her login, so I'm good to go. I'm super excited about it.
Police might show up later at your house for that. Can't
I just
do that.
Love how you're just throwing that out there.
Why?
God.
What?
Wow.
Okay, we're all just going to act like no one shares passwords around here. That's what we're doing.
Is that a misdemeanor or felony?
Whatever it is, it's bad.
I haven't used it,
so no crime has been committed. Yeah, well, you're going to use it because you got it.
Okay, anyway, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the fact that Frozen 2 is coming out.
Right.
So Kristen Bell is doing this whole entire press tour for it. So she teamed up with Jimmy Fallon to do the history of Disney songs. Usually he does like the history of rap, the history of pop.
Him and his band, they do it. They're really good.
Yes. And so he teamed up with Kristen Bell, and now it's starting to go viral, and it's really good.
Oh, this is the best. I just became 10 years old again. I love it.
I want to be where the people are. I want to see.
You know you're singing along in your car.
Yes.
Walking around on those, what do you call them? Oh, feet. Duh. Duh.
Really good. That was great.
It goes on for 5 minutes. It's amazing.
So let me ask you with the Disney Plus thing. So when Frozen 2 comes out, do you get that?
Not right away.
Mm-mm. You got to go to the movies.
But you got Mandalorian.
Yes, but that's an original show. Like the Lion King, the new Lion King that was out over the summer.
Okay, but will you still get it quicker than other people?
Quicker, but it's not up there right when it comes out on video. Okay. They want you to still go buy it, obviously.
Yeah, I know. I was just wondering.
So, like, that's not on there. Toy Story 4 is not on there, but they do have, like, Avengers Endgame is on there.
Ooh.
So
all the Marvel movies are on there. My sister had not seen any of them, and now she's been binge watching. I told her, I go, Guardians of the Galaxy. You've got to watch
this. Disney, this was a game changer, wasn't it? This,
big time.
Gosh. What is it? $7 a month? Something like
no,
that?
It's, no, I thought
it's $6.99.
Yeah. Okay. Don't question the Disney.
Don't look at me like that.
Well, you were about to argue with Kevin, who is like, his last name might as well be Disney.
I thought it was more because you can add the ESPN Plus package.
That's a bundle. It's $12.99 with that, Disney, ESPN Plus, and Hulu.
See, so that's what my sister got. And there's different, I don't think I'm doing anything illegal,
by the
way.
Your sister added ESPN, but Kevin didn't?
Oh, no. I did.
Okay, good. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin redeemed. It's all good. Don't worry.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.